Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Let's go ahead and get to the Good Vibe Tribe.
Carson and Kennedy's Good Vibe Tribe. In this world filled with serious news reports and people doing stupid things, we say every little thing is gonna be alright. Yeah. There are people in this world doing good work and we are here to celebrate them. So don't worry about a thing. Nah. Yeah. Here's another story from a member of Carson and Kennedy's Good Vibe Tribe.
A 7-year-old kid in North Carolina found out his babysitter's prom was canceled, so he planned one for her. Oh. He asked her to be his date. His mom helped put it together in their yard. There was even a dinner with Chick-fil-A and an appetizer of peanut butter and apple slices. And I don't know if you've seen the video, but it is the the Instagram post is the most adorable thing you've ever seen in your life. This 7-year-old little guy in his, he's got a suit on, he's wearing his bow tie.
And I don't know what 7-year-olds sound like, so when I listened to it, I was like, he grown. I expect them to sound like that. You know what I mean? I don't know what
sounds
children
like. He
sound
has
like
a mortgage and insurance.
I was like, you're 7.
What's the prom theme for a 7-year-old? Spider-Man?
Yeah, I'm not sure.
That sounds awesome.
And I would go to that.
Same.
A group of guys went fishing in Hawaii and they caught a 220-pound tuna. And if you don't know anything about fishing, Kennedy, a 220-pound tuna is like huge. It's a very big deal if you catch
it. It's worth
one of
lots
those.
Of money.
Oh my gosh. Yeah. I mean, probably $12 to $15 a pound, somewhere in that range. Wow. They donated all of it to healthcare workers.
Stop it right now.
Captain Tom Moore, that's the guy we've been keeping track of who walked all the distance in his backyard that raised $35 million, I think. And he's been knighted and just all of these amazing things. Well, he has inspired so many others now to walk for charity in their backyard. A 95-year-old World War II vet in Ghana is doing it, and he's now over $25,000 for healthcare workers in Africa.
That is unbelievable to me.
It really is. A bunch of students at Princeton and other schools have used their time in lockdown to catalog and call out all of the bogus conspiracy theories that are circulating, Kennedy.
I love this because I hate people who post stuff that they don't know what they're talking about, Mom.
Oh, okay. That one got a little personal. A barbershop in Columbus, Ohio was worried the pandemic would put him out of business. Then he finally got to open up, checked his mail, and cried when he saw that a retired teacher had sent him her entire stimulus check.
No.
Yeah.
People
all right,
so nice.
And do we have some
Carson,
audio too, Kennedy?
Yes. If you haven't seen this video yet, I strongly suggest you go look for it. It's gotten like bajillion hits. A mom of 3 accidentally flashed her daughter's first grade Zoom class when she got out of the shower, and then she took to the Insta to explain what happened.
I was in the shower, and then I got out of the shower, and I walked across my bedroom to get my clothes, and all of a sudden, I heard my 7-year-old from my bed go, "Hang on, Bella." And then Bella goes, "I think we need to hang up. We might all be in trouble." And I looked, and my 7-year-old was Zooming her friends from my bed, and they saw me naked. I don't know why she was in my bed, but what do I do?
the video is so, so fantastic. She's got like a towel on her head because she did it right after it happened. Bueno.
Well, we're starting welcome, health class people. Early.
That is top notch,
Kennedy. I think we might be in trouble.
Should I write a note to their parents?
Oh my gosh, so her good. Laugh. So that was good. Infectious.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
It is New Music Friday. It's where we scour the record stores, the CD shops, the yep. cassette tapes from the flea market, and find all the newest jams.
I'm outside of Sam Goody at midnight for this bit.
Thank you, Dana. We appreciate you. Let's get to the Judgment Zone.
You are entering Carson and Kennedy's Judgment Zone. Friday morning means new music in need of judgment. Will Carson love it? Will Kennedy hate it? Will Dan dismiss it? Will Annie be here for it? Let's find out and enter into Carson and Kennedy's Judgment Zone.
This could be the most diverse New Music Friday we've ever had because the list of songs and artists that are releasing today is pretty wild, including Dolly Parton, and I'll get to that in just a minute. I'm going to start with Lady Gaga. The new album is out. It is Chromatica. It is here. Sour Candy is the highly anticipated collabo with K-pop sensation Blackpink. I love these young ladies. I think the songs that they put out are a lot of fun. They had that song maybe a year and a half ago, that
they performed it on like Corden or something, and everyone was like, who are these people? They're unbelievable.
Yeah, so their fans, Kennedy, for Blackpink, they're called, Blinkies.
Yep.
These are Blinkies. These are Blackpink.
Blinkies.
Yes.
Good enough.
And it is their first new song since their EP back in 2019. Sour Candy makes you want to go to the club and dance until 6 a.m. Sour Candy with Lady Gaga and Blackpink.
Take a bite, so sour candy. Take a bite, so sour candy. Take a bite, so sour candy. Take a bite, sour candy.
What do you think,
this
Kennedy?
I just love that Lady Gaga has gone back to Poker Face Lady Gaga.
Yes, we're
sort
just
of that
dance.
First album, and it was just fun and dancey. And I know that she wanted to do her concept albums and whatever, which
of
is
course.
Fine, but I just love this for the summer.
This is Club Cafe. You're about six Tito's and sodas deep.
Ah, yes.
You are vibing. The music video is up on the wall.
Yes,
everything is moving.
Never been to Club Cafe, but now it sounds like I need to go
gosh,
with that.
Oh, we're going.
It reminds me of the days I used to dance in the club till 6 a.m.
There it is, Dan.
All right, Old Dominion Country Band, Kennedy. I had a chance to see them. They opened up for Kenny Chesney at his big concert at Gillette maybe 2 years ago. I think they've done a couple of shows there with him. The song is called I'm On It, and they are sharing this music that didn't make their album for whatever reason. So this song was supposed to be on their first album called Meat and Candy, but they went with a different song called Song for Another Time. That song ended up going to number one on the chart, so they obviously made the right choice back then. But now you get to hear it. This is Old Dominion, a new old song called I'm On It.
Girl, you thought I was gone when you left me, but it's gonna be hard to forget me. Keep telling yourself that it's over. The only order I'll be is over your shoulder.
I don't care what they do. I love everything they
say. Carson, they
sing.
Do not put out a bad song.
No, every song on their house album was awesome.
I got to see them at Mohegan last year. I sat in the pit, so it was... First of all, if you've never seen a concert there, it's unbelievable because it's so small and intimate. Mm-hmm. But they're so good live, and the way that they interact with their fans, they're unbelievable.
They rock out. They're like a really rocking country band.
Yeah.
I think you would like them. A lot of lead guitar in it. All right, new music from Alec Benjamin. You know, I had a chance to talk with him. We did an Instagram Live a couple of weeks ago, and it's a new artist. A lot of people hadn't heard of him yet. I could tell, though, from all of the interaction from the fans are nuts for this kid, Kennedy.
Yes.
They love him. The song's called Match in the Rain, and apparently the story is he was getting ready to jump on stage, and he was just trying to figure out, he was in Munich, Germany, he was trying to think about what would be a good metaphor for trying to make a relationship work that's just not working. Trying to light a match in the rain would be just that. So here it is, new artist, Alec Benjamin. It's called Match in the Rain.
The clouds are rolling in.
His voice is so unique to me.
It is, right?
Do you know, it's very high. It almost sounds like a woman, and I'm not trying to be disrespectful in any way, shape, or form, but it doesn't sound like a falsetto. Like, that's
unreal,
his real natural voice.
Right.
And the words of that song, oh God, that hit me right in the feels.
Yeah.
He's a great songwriter. If you listen to some of the songs on the album, it reminded me of like a Paul Simon or just like some great songwriting on his album too. So that was Alec Benjamin, Matching the Rain. All right, let's get to the last two. I have the Dolly Parton coming up, but before we get to that, this one's wild. This one's Diplo, Kennedy. You know, DJ Diplo, Major Lazer, right?
Of course. No, totally everything about Diplo. No.
Pew, pew, pew.
Well, today marks the first for Diplo. He has released a country album. It's called Diplo Presents Thomas Wesley, Chapter 1, Snake Oil. So I guess, is that his real name, Thomas Wesley?
Thomas Wesley is his name.
Okay.
I don't know why he decided to make his album 60 words long. But it's nice that he's going by Thomas Wesley.
He's been on this vibe for a little while with this country. You know, he showed up in one of the remixes for Old Town Road. That's right. So on this album, Orville Peck, Jonas Brothers, Noah Cyrus. Also on this particular song, you have Thomas Rhett and Young Thug. And Dance With Me apparently brings together these two very powerful voices, Kennedy. Let's take a listen for the first time together. Dance With Me with Diplo, Thomas Rhett, and Young Thug.
I can hear him saying, dance with me. Play that song like baby, 1, 2, 3. Come in close and give me your body. Let's take it so far, so far. There's nowhere left to go. Dance with me. Play that song like baby, 1, 2, 3. Come in close and give me your body. Let's take it so far, so far. There's nowhere left to go.
It's interesting to me that Thomas Rhett would go on this song because he's so country to me. I mean, his songs do cross over with pop, but this is just so...
I don't know if I got enough of that song. I felt like I need to hear more of it because I'm not
sure yet.
I feel
like it sounds like every song that a DJ does with a country singer or another singer.
You just throw a beat behind it and expect it to be a dance track.
Correct.
Marshmello.
Yeah, but just not as good.
I want to hear Young Thug's bars too. Like that, you know, that could really set it off for me.
Bars. I got to hear the bars.
Got to get a clunk.
All right, last one for New Music Friday in the Judgment Zone. Dolly Parton has graced us all with this uplifting quarantine tune. It's called When Life Is Good Again. It touches on the themes of friendship and compassion, becoming better people, Kennedy. Dolly not only has given us music during COVID-19 crisis, she's donated $1 million to Vanderbilt University for coronavirus research in April. She's also launched Goodnight with Dolly, which is a virtual series in which she reads children's bedtime stories. Here it is, Dolly Parton,
so much.
When Life Is Good Again.
She can't do anything wrong.
She's an angel.
Nope. Mm. Every song is wonderful and magic, and it's going to save the world. So,
I need to go back to Club Cafe, please, with Lady Gaga and Blackpink Sour Candy. That's all I'm saying.
I'm sour candy, so sweet that I get a little angry. Yeah, sour candy.
What's that song from Robin S. back in the day? Show Me Love or something? A little bit of that.
You've got to show me.
That's just,
you know the scene in White Chicks when Terry Crews has the glow sticks? He's in the middle of the club. That's me and Dan Breslin whenever this is over, dancing to this song with a whistle.
I can't wait to see it. I can't wait to be there.
All right, there it is. New Music Friday with Lady Gaga and Blackpink, Old Dominion, Alec Benjamin, Diplo, Thomas Rhett, Young Thug, just on one song alone, and Dolly Parton.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
She's got the Hollywood hookup, gossiping 24/7. It's the Dirty on the 30 with Kennedy.
With Kennedy.
Yeah. So Lady Gaga dropped her new album Chromatica, and she dropped a new song called Sour Candy with Blackpink. Here's a little of what that sounds like. She has teamed with Postmates to raise money for Jose Andres World Central Kitchen in celebration of Chromatica's release. Every Postmates order from today through Sunday, Postmates and LG will donate $1 to the nonprofit, up to $100,000. Now, you might remember we talked about this. Gaga posted a pic of her in a truck saying she was going to deliver to everyone in the world.
Yes.
That Chromatica does not know time or distance. Well, 2 hours later, a fan who on Twitter goes by the name United States of Chromatica decided to complain. At FedEx help. This woman almost hit me while driving down my block delivering packages for you. Attaching a picture of Lady Gaga.
So good.
Within minutes, a customer service representative identified only as Lisa apologized and told the United States of Chromatica to send a private message with more details, which is basically what happens when you complain to somebody.
Right.
After that response, another Twitter user who goes by the name of Jazz, no capital letter and flanked on to the sides by some emojis, said, the same woman threw a package at my head and called me the F word. This time, Lisa's colleague Sarah asked for more detail. It's unclear whether Lisa or Sarah ever realized they had fallen for a prank. However, FedEx then came out saying, we found the prank a little shallow, but when it comes to helping our customers, our team members were just born this way.
Oh,
well played, FedEx. Very punny. Well played.
I see what Twitter can do when they're not canceling people.
Right. The photo they attached of Gaga in the pink wig with the mask that Kennedy was saying that had spikes on it, and she's just like standing out there.
And they're like, please let me help you. Well, speaking of canceling, Dan, Taylor Swift fans are not happy with Burger King for some reason, and they're actually trying to cancel BK.
You can't cancel so the King, Kennedy.
I would never. The flame broiled goodness is my favorite. So what is the issue? Well, apparently a Swiftie asked Burger King on Twitter to share their favorite Taylor song, and the account replied, the one about her ex.
Which is hysterical. Funny.
Which is hilarious, because that's all of them.
Yes. Right.
The tweet has been taken down, but Swifties were not pleased, and it was enough to start the hashtag Burger King is over party.
Go away.
Like, guys.
Go away.
They did get a lot of pushback saying there's a lot going on in the world right now, so maybe don't worry about it. But justice for Burger King, always, because the Whopper is the only thing.
And the best thing about fast food restaurants on Twitter is them clapping back. Wendy's, are you kidding me? Don't mess with them.
I would like to start a new hashtag, Kennedy, please. Cancel stupid people on Twitter.
Yeah. Mm. Canceling is over party.
Yes. Cancel.
All right. And you guys, so this story is so amazing to me, and it is so nerdy. So you think about, what do celebrities do when they get together?
Right.
Like yacht parties?
There is a group of famous folks who get together and play Dungeons and Dragons in someone's basement. Now, who are these people? Okay. Steve Jobs, you might say, when he was alive, perhaps? No. None of these people who are smart and stuff like that. Joe Manganiello, who is mostly known for taking off his clothes, and Magic Mike, too.
True Blood, baby.
Husband. Mm-hmm.
We've also got Fanboys director Kyle Newman, League of Legends story designer Ryan Vanieri, CrossFit Masters champion Ron Matthews, wrestler Paul the Big Show White, and Tom Morello from Rage Against the Machine, plus Vince Vaughn, Game of Thrones creator DBY, Suicide Squad director James Gunn, and Saturday Night Live cast member Tara Killiam. So here's what Tom Morello says about what goes down.
It's similar to what a high-stakes poker game might be like. It's a game where friends gather that's taken deadly seriously and is a lot of fun. But it's serious. Like, it's very serious. Like, we're on an adventure that we are, like, I think about a lot during the week. I'm looking up stuff.
I love this.
So it was in Joe's basement. And then now it's on Zoom because obviously they can't be together. But right. they were talking about what's in Joe's basement in his mm-hmm. Dungeons and Dragon lair. Wow. And Tom Morello says, you would not believe it. There's nothing that could occur in the game that someone would cut up with in the spur of the moment that isn't in some box. Like the druid turned themselves into a weasel. And Joe says, what color is the weasel? And then the red striped weasel miniature comes out.
Oh, my gosh.
This is...
I want to go play.
So nerdy.
I have, Kennedy, you and I have a friend, and you don't know this about them, but I have a friend who is our age, and he does this almost every night, him and his family, Dungeons and Dragons.
Well, that's awesome. If it makes you happy, you right. do you.
Absolutely.
And they are into it just like that. They have all the little characters and everything.
Well, there's no halfway with Dungeons and Dragons because you got to write that stuff out. Mm. There's a lot happening. So
I'm
anyway.
I'm talking to him on the phone. I'm like, what are you doing? He's like, oh, I got to write a new plot line for D&D this weekend. I'm like, dude.
I love that Joe Manganiello is a dungeon master.
I just can't.
Vince Vaughn. Are we going to skip over the Vince Vaughn of it all?
Like, I just can't imagine sitting at that table like...
Right.
Hi, Joe.
I just want Sophia really Vergara's like, always painting your weasels. No time for me.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
The Carson and Kennedy Show is back.
So here we go.
On Mix 104.1.
The traditional one-day running of the 124th Boston Marathon is not feasible this year.
And with those words, a Boston tradition dashed. Mayor Marty Walsh announcing the 2020 marathon has been canceled over coronavirus concerns. It is a first for the race. It has run through heat, rain, snow, even the 1918 pandemic.
It's really a blow. You know, it's totally unfortunate. And I just, in my mind, I was hoping for some sort of a miracle, but there's no way. The marathon runs through 8 towns and it's the million spectators. There's no way that they could have had it without a vaccine.
So the city is supporting the BAA in an alternative approach, Kennedy, to the marathon that is going to allow runners to participate remotely. If you run a marathon between September 7th and 14th, I think I saw were the dates, you yep. can go ahead and submit to the BAA. You would still get your, you know, your medal and your whatever other swag that they give after you
just
complete
the
race.
Yep. No silver blanket for you.
No tinfoil.
And you know, it's got to be heartbreaking to everybody for all of the training that you've done, for all of the fundraising that you've done. And, you know, for us here on the Carson and Kennedy Show, we have just thrown our support behind Annie, who is running for Dana-Farber. So how were you feeling yesterday when you got the news?
I mean, of course, everybody is so disappointed. And I just want to say, first and foremost, all I care about is that this money is going towards Dana-Farber. I don't care about anything else. I enjoy running. I'm one of those weirdo people. And it's been really cool to see how my body can do this, how I can run 18 miles and I can still go play a dodgeball tournament, which I lost, I know, but still.
Yeah, but we didn't run 18 miles beforehand. So.
But it's just, it was really difficult yesterday. And I know this may sound selfish and I don't want it to come off like that, but I didn't sign up for the Boston Marathon to run virtually. Mm-hmm. I sign up because I want to run through Hopkinton and see those
right,
people. I want to run Heartbreak Hill and see drunk BC kids screaming at me. I want to turn the corner and, you know, I that's why you run the marathon, is for spectators. And I understand that this is a decision that needed to be made. There's no way they could have had it in September. And I support that. And I totally understand. I just hope that they'll let us run next April. I really hope
that. Did they not say that already, that you can defer?
No, that's the confusing part. I see. The messaging was really confusing yesterday. And I know the charities are just, their heads are spinning right now. And they're trying to figure it out. And I think that they're going to try their best to take care of us. But there's 30,000 people that run the marathon. I don't know if you can defer all of those people to the following year. Right. I don't know.
It's 617-931-1234. I'm going to start first with line two. I've got B-Side, who wanted to just share a message with you, Annie. Good morning, B-Side.
Good morning, guys. Good morning, Annie.
Hi, how are you?
I'm good. Wanted to just let you know that I think you're absolutely amazing and you're so strong. And just let you know, I recently changed my mixed contact photo from a photo of Salt and I to you. Sorry,
oh,
Salt.
Stop.
Those are big shoes to fill.
Wow. Yeah.
And I just wanted to let you know that I find you to be so resilient, as much as a Natty Ice trying to be a Mick Ultra on a hot Saturday in summer, okay?
Natterdays.
That is amazing, B-side. Wow.
All right, thank you, B-side. We appreciate that. It is, I got to tell you, Annie, too, I'm just so proud of the way, and I was actually telling this to my friend, the way you have grinded out your fundraising. Like, you know, Annie's what, 25, 26 years old, living at home with
mom. 25, you always try to age me.
I do. I apologize. Living at home with mom and dad, right? And you have had to grind out every dollar of your fundraising. It's not like you have a bunch of wealthy friends that all gave you, $5,000 or $1,000. You did this like $5 at a time, $20 at a time. The dodgeball tournament, doing the party, just beg, borrow, and steal every dollar you could to try and raise money for that hospital. And I credit you for that. That is hard to do. It is really hard to do to grind out to raise that money.
We did the chip challenge, obviously. Right. And, after then you could have said, okay, I'm good. Right. And you didn't.
Yep.
You continued on. And I know, that your Saturday is spent running. And I know how hard this has been for you. And I'm so sorry. But I just know that 2021 is going to be the year of Annie.
Yes.
And we are going to be there at the finish line screaming and yelling. Watching you cross the finish
Absolutely.
Line.
Absolutely. I'm going to make t-shirts.
Let me get Nancy done. From Burlington. Nancy wants to share a message with Annie. Good morning, Nancy. What did you want to say to Annie?
Good morning, everyone. Have a great day. I just wanted to share my feelings with Annie. I have ran the Boston Run to Remember. This would have been my 12th year, and it got canceled. I did do a virtual one, and trust me, Annie, it is not the same. The crowds mean so much to get your support, to give you that little kick in the butt to go run. But you are amazing. I'm so proud of you and what you did. Please do not give up. It will only make you stronger, and it'll make you faster, and it'll make you a better person. I don't know how that's going to happen because you're really good, but God bless you and have a great day and just keep strong. So that's all.
Thank you, Nancy. That is a fantastic run. My wife has been doing that run for a couple of years now. And she was pretty heartbroken because she wanted to run that this year. Yeah. It's a really good one, too.
It's something that everybody is affected by this pandemic. And I know that there are horrible, horrible things going on. And I know at the end of the day, it's a race. I'm going to be okay. But it's just, like, this has been my life since November. Mm-hmm. And like Kennedy said, I haven't drank on a Friday night in so long.
Which is saying something for Annie Dow.
But I love it. I loved waking up every Saturday morning, going to run in Wellesley, in all of these towns with the Dana-Farber team. It's just been the most rewarding experience. And first of all, I could not do any of this without you. You guys helped me fundraise $10,000 in a week. Mm-hmm. Carson ate the hottest chip alive. I watched that man projectile vomit to help me fundraise.
That was a wild day.
Honestly, we had the man on a stretcher.
Anything for you, Annie. Anything for you.
And I really appreciate it. And I know that
And also just thinking about, you decided to run for Dana-Farber and then my wife being diagnosed with breast cancer. I mean, the up and down of all of that, you know what I mean? So it was just like all of it was just it felt so right and so wonderful. And I just want to get back to that for you. And I know we'll get there and just keep a positive vibe. And that just means Friday night is tonight. And you know what you can do?
Anything you want.
I can have a beverage. Is that what you're saying?
Well, I know you're going for the bottle of wine now, not the Michelob, but I'm just saying.
Box of wine.
Yeah. Don't get it twisted.
Sorry. My apologies.
we haven't graduated to bottles yet.
No, that's
right. So if you were going to run the Boston Marathon and you're not now, we get it. It is tough. It is hard. You spent all that time training, but keep a positive vibe. If you want to do the virtual race, God bless you. Have at it. I couldn't do it. But if you're going to do it, go do it. They're asking you to do it between September 7th and September 14th, I think, are the dates.
Yep.
And then you can submit that to the BAA and they'll send you, your medal and all that sort of good stuff. So, well, congratulations to you, Annie. You still raised a crap ton of money.
You're an absolute rock star. And it's going to be that much sweeter when you do cross the finish line.
Look, I'm a beast. Next April, you're all in big, big trouble.
Des Linden, look out.
Because now I got more time to train. Are you kidding me?
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
She's got the Hollywood hookup. Gossiping 24/7. It's the Dirty on the 30 with Kennedy.
With Cameron.
Yeah. Dirty on the 30 is a service of Shaw's and Star Market. They just launched the streaming service HBO Max. So if you didn't if you needed one more thing,
of course,
to purchase this time,
please,
of COVID, they debuted their Sesame Street spinoff. It's called Elmo's The Not Too Late Show. And one of the first guests was Lil Nas X to sing the Elmo song.
This is the song, la 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 la, Elmo's song. La 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 la, la 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 la, Elmo's song. La la la, la la la, la la la.
Ooh, look at you.
La la la, la la la, la la la. He loves to sing, la 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 la, Elmo's song. La 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 la, la 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 la, la Elmo's song.
Do, 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 do.
He wrote the music, he wrote the words. That's Elmo's song.
Get the strap.
I love in there too. You can hear the little record scratch here.
Oh, Dan, I love it when you add your flair. Halsey revealed in a recent post that she's studying to take the bar exam. We talked about it a couple of days ago here on The Dirty. But apparently someone took it upon themselves to troll her plans on Reddit. So someone on Reddit pointed out someone on Reddit really tore into Halsey studying for the bar exams shtick, adding, why do all these celebrities want to study for the bar exam all of a sudden? I'm sure referring to Kim Kardashian,
right?
Mm-hmm. And the like. To which Halsey said, why the blank is it a crime to educate myself beyond just wanting to pass the bar question? She said, I am following a law school curriculum, even though California State doesn't require a degree to take the exam. Am I surprised someone on Reddit tore into the pop star for doing anything at all? No. So, you know,
just why are you getting angry yet?
I just don't understand. If somebody wants to better themselves, you know, it's boring. Taking classes is fun.
She's still going to put out bangers, maybe some law bangers. I love that.
There's been this trend, and maybe I'm just noticing it more lately, or it's always been around, but yeah, people are just trying to better themselves. And like, we, you know, we were talking about the John Krasinski thing. Like, some good news was a great thing, and they want to make it bigger. And they was like dumping on the guy. Like, somebody
people
wants
just
to...
can't do anything.
No,
without getting canceled.
Especially artists, they can't do anything besides their craft.
Yeah.
God forbid you try to do something else.
Yeah, I've taken like three classes since we've been, you know, here. Like, whatever, it's easy. And of course, Gal Gadot, she plays Wonder Woman in the movies, but she showed up to Good Morning America to pay tribute to the frontline superheroes. Erin Cavanaugh and her team at the Henry Ford Hospital in Detroit dress up as their favorite superheroes every day. They go to work to give their patients hope. And a lot of the ladies end up rocking Wonder Woman gear. So Gal surprised them all with this.
Thank you. I salute you. Everything that you do is the real deal. You're risking your life for other people. I get emotional thinking about it. And you're amazing. And thank you so much for everything that you do. You are true, true, true inspiration. And I just want to hug you so much because you're so amazing.
Erin spoke about her reason for loving the character. She said she believes in people. She believes in love. She saves people when they can't save themselves. She's the strongest chick I know.
Oh,
so
good for her. Good for her. She's awesome, Gal Gadot. Gal Gadot. Is it Gadot? It's Gadot.
It's Gadot.
Gadot, yes.
Gadot. Mm-hmm.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1. He does it for us every week, although it's been on a little bit of hiatus with everything that's been going on, but I am so happy it is back.
It is back, baby.
All is right in the world. It is producer Dan, the dope rhymes, the fat beats. We call it the weekly wrap-up.
And now, the weekly wrap-up with producer Dan. Everything you missed from the week by the premier MC in Boston, spitting fire, holding mad stacks, and keeping it real from the front to the back.
Shikaka. What up, Boston?
What up, Dan?
My name is producer Dan, and this one's a little different this week. Oh. You know, with everything going on in the world, I wanted to do something special for the graduating class of 2020. So I brought a podium in the studio because I want this to be done right.
Okay.
So if you'll just excuse me.
Okay.
Good morning, class of 2020. My name is Dan Breslin. And while I may not be the smartest man walking the earth in a pair of New Balances, I've seen a thing or two. I am not Barack Obama or LeBron James. But I have made more mistakes than both of them combined, and I've listened to a lot of people a hell of a lot smarter than me who taught me how to learn from those mistakes. So if it's all right with you,
I'd like to talk to you for a couple minutes. You'll be the leaders of the world as soon as true. But don't forget to be young, fun, and stupid too. Don't be jealous if somebody passes you in pace. Everybody's stride is different. Run your own race. It's the same for skeptics and believers. Don't have your future figured out? Me neither. Here's everybody's little secret if you guessing, fam. We're all just walking through life doing the best we can. No one has all the answers on seeing brighter days. But I bet with kindness you'll find your way. Peace and harmony's ideal if you're left alone. But don't forget that you're nobody's stepping stone. Greatness is in your grasp if you pay the toll. They laughed when I said I'd be on radio. They said, Dan, that's a long shot way to start. You gotta block them out, follow your own heart. Dreams and ambition alone won't suffice. Nothing great has ever been earned without sacrifice. There's more to life than just accumulating wealth. Negative opinions reflect them, not yourself. You'll have to hurdle some things that seem impossible. Sometimes your own head'll be your greatest obstacle. Doubt'll pile up like dishes in the sink. But self-belief will take you farther than you think. And a smile brought me way more than me mugging. Stay off your phone long enough to really see something. Travel the world as beauty is uncomparable. Do that thing that you want to do, but it's scaring you. Sometimes you'll fall off course, be misguided. Hope you correct yourself quicker than I did. Took me a minute, but I'm thriving in my 30s now. Principal said I'd be in jail. You can turn around, keep your heart open. The right people will find you. Past mistakes are exactly that, behind you. Go for your goal, someone will if you won't. Bet on yourself, no one's gonna if you don't. Life is hard, that fact is undeniable. Laugh a lot, there's moments that you'll be crying too. Rely on your family to reach the clearer weather. And be nice to your parents, they won't be here forever. Every endeavor isn't bound to go your way. You'll fall down, just get back up the right way. Cause your fears will only blossom if you feed them. And take good care of your knees, you're gonna need them. As you grow with the challenges that should come, friends come and go, but recognize the good ones. When you celebrate and throw your caps in the sky, remember, the world doesn't change on the first try. Is there anything else I can think of? It only takes half a second to use your blinker. I realize that's not in the same vein as all the other stuff I was talking about in this, but still, it's just good advice. I don't know if that meant anything to anybody out there, but I hope at least one person heard something that stuck. Congratulations, class of 2020. I can't wait to see what you accomplish.
From the 781, I'm already crying. Wow, yeah. My daughter is a senior this year. So sad. Thank you, Dan. And another text. The world doesn't deserve the gem that is producer Dan. This melted my heart.
Could not agree more.
Hey, get that thing at that podium out of there too, please.
I know it's heavy.
Yeah, don't leave that there, please. Producer Dan and the weekly wrap up every Friday at about this time. And if you ever miss it, yes, it does go up in the podcast. You can listen to it and all your heart's desire over and over and over again. Go to the iTunes podcasting app and just search for Carson and Kennedy. You can like and subscribe. We're also at radio.com and carsonandkennedy.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.